This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. Perhaps you know them as the Yellow Shirts. Certainly Napoleonville State Senator Troy Brown thinks of disabilities advocates that way.
Y'all remember when all of y'all came with the yellow shirts? That works.
Disabilities advocates like Ashley McReynolds have been meeting with state lawmakers trying to prepare for the upcoming legislative session.
What we've really tried to do is to bring out our yellow shirts to meet with every single policymaker before the start of session to say, I know you're facing a budget shortfall, but it's your responsibility to make priorities when it comes to the state budget. And we want supports for individuals with disabilities to be that priority.
And lawmakers, at least those from the Capital Region, are appreciative of the effort. Baton Rouge Representative Steve Carter.
Continue to do what you're doing, and we'll do the best we can to try to help.
The big push is for waivers, providing payment for home care and disability assistance. McReynolds says the need greatly exceeds the availability.
Across our state, we have 13,000 people don't want to live in an institution or a nursing home or a group home. They want to live with their families in their own homes or have the opportunity to live independently with some supports.
Last year, disabilities advocates got lawmakers to fund 2,500 additional waivers slots. But there was a major setback Friday when Commissioner of Administration Christy Nichols announced more mid-year budget cuts.
We are freezing all of the waiver program slots.
The administration says as many as 2,200 of the newly won waiver slots are being eliminated. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, providing access, advocacy and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.